Track 7. Foster families in decline. Fewer families in Devon have been approved to foster a child, new figures show, as the number of families approved in England saw its biggest decline. The fostering network has warned vulnerable children are at increasing risk of being placed in homes which do not meet their needs, as thousands of households gave up fostering this year while fewer new ones were approved. The number of English households which had stopped fostering children as of March was 5,125, while those approved was the lowest in the last 5 years, 4,080, making it a loss of 1,045 fostering households. These include foster places in both local authority and independent fostering agencies. Ofsted figures show some 25 households in Devon had their fostering applications approved in the year to March, fewer than the year before when there were around 35. However, 40 carers also chose to stop fostering in Devon during the same period. The number of households making applications has also been declining in the last 2 years.
Cracking clay, Gromit. Wallace and Gromit fans may be in a spot of bother after the Creator's Clay supplier, based in Newton Abbot, shut its doors for good earlier this year. Aardman, the Bristol-based stop-motion animation studio behind classics such as Wallace and Gromit, Chicken Run and Shaun the Sheep, has been using new clay products based in Newton Abbot as their sole supplier of clay. After 16 years of running the business out of Cavalier Road on the Heathfield Industrial Estate, directors Paul and Valerie Deering decided to call time in March. However, Paul Deering told the Telegraph, "We couldn't find anyone who wanted to take over the firm after we retired, so we sold off everything." Academy Award-winning Aardman is currently working on a new film involving an out-of-control smart gnome due to hit screens in 2024. With the reported 400 kilograms of clay left, this could be the last film. However, Aardman told fans not to worry, stating on X, "We have high levels of existing stocks of modelling clay to service current and future productions, and much like Wallace in his workshop, we have been tinkering away for quite some time to ensure a smooth transition to new stocks."
Whistle Stop gets Christmas on the right track. The famed Whistle Stop Cafe at Tynmouth is launching its annual appeal to ensure everyone in the community is looked after this Christmas, but they cannot do it without the help of others. Melissa Middleton, BEM, the proprietor of Whistle Stop and the driving force behind the cafe's appeal, explained what they are after. "We are collecting as many toys as possible, new or as new. We ask the toys to come as they are, so we give the toys to the parents with wrapping paper so they can be involved and have a bit of a ownership and pride. The cafe is also collecting Christmas food and products for their festive hampers, as well as continuing their normal hampers. Food that's easily cooked up on the streets for the homeless is also requested. The support will be distributed through HITS, or Homeless in Teambridge Support Food Bank. Melissa has been running the collection for 18 of the 21 years she's been running the Whistle Stop. It may seem like a lot of work for one small train station cafe, but for Melissa, it's her raison d'etre. My life's mad, but I wouldn't have chosen it any other way. For me, this is my Christmas. This is what I do. It makes me feel good." Much of Melissa's charitable work began in her late 20s when she was diagnosed with a life-threatening brain tumour. When you're given a 30% chance of survival, it makes you look at the world differently. "I nearly didn't make it. I started looking around and thought, do you know what? I'm going to make my life worth something." Melissa's charitable work even earned her a British Empire Medal in 2017. But for her, it's those around Melissa that makes her contribution stand out. The team and the community are always absolutely wonderful. Every year they give so much to us. Everyone goes on about how amazing I am, but I'm not, because without my team and those people in the community, we couldn't do this. It would be like being a conductor without an orchestra.
Turn-up time at Dartmoor Village Hall. After reflecting on the importance of Armistice Day, a remote but well-used rural village hall above Poundsgate on Dartmoor celebrated its centenary with a successful range of activities last month. Lewsden Memorial Hall has opened in October 1923 in memory of those who lost their lives from the Lewsden area during the First World War. One of those who died was Lester Struben, and his family dedicated the land upon which the hall now stands. The celebration started with Patrick Simpson, the owner of Spitchwick Manor, giving an interesting talk about the history of the Struben family, the hall, and Spitchwick Commons. This was followed by a fascinating presentation about Lewsden and the Poundsgate area by local historian Jeff Bamsey. Utilising the skill of a children's entertainer and providing refreshments helped to facilitate time for adult attendees to relax and talk. This was followed later by children's fancy dress competition, which reflected costumes from the last 100 years. The day finished with more refreshments, with entertainment and singing led by the Moorland Merrymakers, who used the hall for their annual pantomime. Throughout the event, just over 160 people attended. Current hall chair John Southcombe said the event was organised by the hall committee and has been a great success, with amazing community attendance and wider support, which bodes well for the hall's future.
Fridge Group chilled at donation. A cheque for more than £6,000 has been awarded to Ashburton Community Fridge. This is thanks to generous shoppers at the town's co-op who made the fridge the beneficiary of their local community fund. And there is a photograph of a group of people with the cheque.
Running up funds for PTFA. Youngsters at an Eden Abbott Primary School put on their running shoes to raise more than £600. The children from All Saints Marsh, COV Academy, part of the Learning Academy Trust, took part in a fun run and raised £627. The money raised will provide the children with affordable residential trips, whole school trips, playtime equipment, arts and craft workshops, cinema trips, Christmas experiences and more. In total, the children completed 613 laps, equating to approximately 15 kilometres or 10 miles. A school spokesman said staff were blown away by every child's commitment to the event, which took place in spite of bad weather. Spokesman said every child should be extremely proud of their determination and team spirit that they demonstrated on the day. Our Christian value for this half term is courage, and every child demonstrated this in abundance. At the end of the event, the children were asking if they could run again.